Bugula neritina is a tiny, moss-like invertebrate made up of purplish, skinny branches. The filter feeder was among many creatures found growing on several hundred special panels that had been submerged in harbors around Ketchikan. Unlike the other organisms found, though, Bugula neritina had not been seen before in southeast Alaska. The bryozoan became the subject of a peer-reviewed article published recently in the academic journal Bioinvasions Records, and Freitag was one of the authors. Invasive species are always a concern and something to keep an eye on. They can crowd out local species and take over habitat. But Freitag says, for the moment, the newly identified species and other invasive marine species are not a huge problem in the Ketchikan area. They could become a problem later.
Invasive species have a habit of laying dormant for long periods of time once they're introduced to an area, but when the conditions get perfect, they can expand very rapidly. It's very common for them to do that.
And a changing climate could prompt such an expansion. The new marine invasive species now joins others that already were known to be in southeast Alaska. Those are all tunicates, or sea squirts. A different kind of invasive species Freitag has been watching for is the European green crab.
We still have not found one here. We hopefully will never find them, but that's another species that we don't think can propagate here because the temperature is just a little bit too cool, but 1 degree might be enough to cause an issue.
Freitag says invasive species compete with indigenous species for resources or even eat indigenous species. And there often is a lack of predators to help control those introduced organisms.
The things are used to eating certain things, and they go after those. And when they see something new that's not from this area, they tend to ignore it.
Invasive marine species often are brought in by boats traveling up and down the coast. Freitag says cleaning a boat's hull and all the nooks and crannies creatures can hide in would help stop or at least slow the spread of invasive organisms. It's important to know what's out there, which makes the scientific study so valuable. Freitag says the research team was in Ketchikan as part of a larger study of marine organisms.
And they were looking at the diversification of organisms, which is what kinds of organisms, how many of the different species occur at different latitudes. So this was a National Science Foundation project that spanned over latitude, and they went from Panama to Mexico to California to Alaska.
That team comprised scientists from the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center, which Freitag worked with previously, as well as Temple University and University of Alaska Fairbanks College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. Local high school and university students also were involved. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.